Hi, this is Evans from One Gospel Ministries. I am the founder of One Gospel. I want to say thank you guys for your support, and just wanted to share a message with you guys that I preached at Dr. Gracious Charles' homegoing on October 24, 2015. I preached on blessed assurance. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 6 through 9 tells us, "So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him." One of the most important decisions a person or family can make is a selection of a good life insurance policy. Life insurance is an essential part of any financial plan because it safeguards a family's security in the event of the death of the person who provides the income by which that family is supported. The life insurance is also important because it is one way by which the present generation can pass wealth on to the next generation. There are very few decisions we will ever make that will be as important as the decision we make about life insurance. There are many insurance companies from which we can choose. All of them have interesting slogans that regularly appear as TV commercials and have a way of sinking into our hands and into our minds. On any given day, you might see a commercial that says, "Life comes at you fast, but Nationwide is on your side." All right. I know about that. Another slogan says, "Like a good neighbor, State Farm is here, is there." One commercial says, "Geico, so simple, a caveman can do it." I don't see those commercials anymore about the caveman. But however, though, one I want to focus on today involves both a slogan and a logo. The logo involves a pair of hands cupped together. Inside those hands sits a house, a car, and people, and all of which are insured by an insurance company whose slogan says, "You're in good hands with Allstate." The insurance company has another way to sell its product. They employ the actor Dennis Haysbert, and they set him in the midst of some terrible accident scene. The implication is that what happened in that scene could happen to any one of us. Then comes the crucial question, are you in good hands? Listen once again to those two phrases. You're in good hands with Allstate. Are you in good hands? And consider them in the context of the last words of Jesus from the cross of Calvary. Just seconds before he died, Jesus cried out, "Into your hands I commit my spirit," in Luke 23, verse 46. While Jesus may well have died without a life insurance policy, he was reminding us of something far more important. Before you and I die, we need to be sure we have a life assurance policy. I know I said it earlier that one of the most important decision a person can make is to be sure he or she has a good life insurance policy. However, the most important decision a person can make is to be certain he has a good life assurance policy. As a matter of fact, it would be a great mistake for a person to spend great care selecting the right life insurance policy and give no thought at all to having a life assurance policy. Life insurance can be a blessing to others after you are dead, but life assurance is a blessing to you and me that mere insurance cannot provide. So when Jesus committed his spirit into the hands of God, he knew there was something waiting for him after death that God had already promised and provided. Jesus knew that death is not the end of those who put their faith in God. Jesus understood that his physical body was in the hands of men who had come to Calvary that day in order to kill him by the cruel act of crucifixion. Jesus also understood that death would not be the end of the story. Jesus understood that 3 days later, the hand of God would roll away the stone set there by a Roman guard, reach into his tomb and bring him back to life and shatter the power of death for everyone who puts his faith in Christ. Let me explain the difference between life insurance and life assurance. First of all, while life insurance, you pay the premiums all your life, but nothing happens until you die. After you die, somebody else is the beneficiary of the investment you have made over the years. More importantly, you can be denied life insurance if you happen to have any pre-existing condition that might cause an insurance company to view you as too high of a risk. However, with life assurance, somebody else has already paid the premiums in full. The songwriter said, "Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow." Second, as the song I just quoted suggested, you and I can receive a life assurance policy even if we have the pre-existing condition. Amen to that. And all of us have to have a pre-existing condition. All of us have the pre-existing condition of sin. Psalm 51 verse 5 reminds us, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." State Farm or Allstate might turn me down because of some pre-existing conditions, but when it comes to God's life assurance policy, there's no danger of being turned down due to the pre-existing condition of sin. So God knows my faults, but he will insure me. God knows my weakness, but he will insure me. God knows all the sins of my past and the devil that rolls around in my mind in the present, but God will issue me a life assurance policy despite my pre-existing condition. I love the assurance of Romans chapter 5, verse 8. It says that while we were still sinning, Christ died for the ungodly. I love the assurance of the hymn that says, "He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs." This is true meaning of grace, that the sins of our past do not prevent us from receiving the blessings God has in store for us. And I'm a hymn person, so another hymn I love is Amazing Grace. And I love the story of the man who wrote those words, a man named John Newton. This man, he had been involved in the transatlantic slave trade, capturing or buying people in various locations in Africa, and then selling them into slavery in various locations of North Africa, South America, and in the Caribbean. At some point, he saw the evil of what he had been doing for all those years, and that led him to write those inspired and inspiring words. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. 'Twas blind, but now I see." This is the work of grace, people, that people have sinned in terrible and grievous ways can still receive forgiveness and assurance of a second chance with God. I don't know who spoke these words, but I agree with the sentiment of the man who said that he had a dream in which he imagined in heaven that three things surprised him. First, he was surprised at who was there. Second, he was surprised at who was not there. And third, knowing himself as well as he did, he was surprised that he was there. If I close my eyes in death and open my eyes to behold the beauties of heaven and to see the face of Jesus, it will not be because of my merit. It will be because of the terms of my assurance policy that does not hold against my pre-existing conditions of sin. So if Jesus had on a life insurance policy, then his mother, Mary, or someone else in his family would have been a beneficiary following his death. However, because Jesus had a life assurance policy, he was the beneficiary of that policy. His enemies who conspired to have him nailed to that cross enjoyed no final victory. Amen. Death could not hold him. The grave could not keep him. Jesus Christ is not Savior and Lord simply because he died on Calvary. Paul says that everything hinges on the resurrection. If Christ was not raised from the dead, then our faith is in vain, our preaching is in vain, and we are still in our sins. However, this is what Paul goes on to say. Now, has Christ has been raised from the dead? In John 14, verse 19, takes this one step further when Christ declares that, and declares it in that verse, and because I live, you shall live also. So the question today, do you have a life assurance policy? Your premiums have already been paid in full by the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on Calvary. Your pre-existing condition of sin and rebellion against the will and ways of God will not be held against you. When you take out his policy, when you take out this policy, you are not endowing somebody else who will be the beneficiary following your death. With this life assurance policy, you become the sole beneficiary of all benefits that accrue both in this life and into the life beyond death. This is far better than anything any normal life insurance company can offer. What Jesus was saying on the cross and what Jesus experienced when he was raised from the dead is that we are in good hands with God. Let me remind you, however that you do not have to die in order to enjoy the benefits of this life assurance policy. God's coverage is as good in this world as it is as it will be in the next. I believe there's a clause in my life assurance policy that says the Lord will make a way somehow. I believe there's a section in my life assurance policy that says, even though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. My insurance policy will take care of my family, but it was my life assurance policy that will take care of me. I have car insurance, I have house insurance, I have regular health insurance, long-term health insurance, and life insurance. However, I understand, I hope you understand as well, that life insurance alone is never enough. There's going to come a day, today, both in this life and at its very end, when you will need to be covered by a life assurance policy. You cannot buy this policy from Allstate. You can't buy it from State Farm. You can't buy it from Nationwide or Geico. There is only one agent who can provide you with a life assurance policy. Do you know of whom I'm speaking? Maybe you know this song, and I believe those who are listening to this podcast know this song very well. It says, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long." And it goes on to say, "This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long." Assurance gives us hope, letting us understand that we need, because the Lord is our shepherd, all of our needs are provided for. Assurance gives us hope, letting us understand that God can do what everyone deems impossible. Assurance gives us hope, letting us know there's no hopeless situation for God. For God said that this battle is not ours. So blessed assurance comes when you anchor your conviction in the word of God. Blessed assurance comes when you face difficulties, but know that God can do anything but fail. Blessed assurance comes when sorrows arise, but you know the joy of the Lord is your strength. Blessed assurance comes knowing that after you have done all that you have, that you know to do, to just stand. Blessed assurance come when your hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. When you dare not trust in the sweetest frame, but completely lean on Jesus' name. Blessed assurance comes when you don't know if things are going to work out right, but you know that Satan may mean for your destruction, God will use for your elevation. This blessed assurance was offered over 2,000 years ago, and the cost remains the same. There have been no rate increases and no cancellations. There has been no added small print or stipulations to get the assurance. All you have to do is say, "Father, I stretch my hands to thee." For the price for your blessed assurance was paid in full with the birth, life, death, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you want this assurance, I ask that, man, you pray and ask the Lord to come into your life. And if you felt like that you have distanced yourself away from God, come back to Him. You need that life assurance. So thank you for listening. If you'd like a prayer, if you'd like me to pray for you, you can email me at info@onegospelministries.com. And you could check us out on Facebook, Instagram as well, too. I pray that this message blessed you. And shout out to my friend, Pastor Rodney, who gave me this idea to preach on, because I remember he preached this message, this type of message, similar message a while back. Allstate, you're in good hands, but you're in better hands when you are with God. God bless you. Have a great day.